From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate resumes debate at this hour on the new nuclear arms agreement with Russia, known as START II. Some of today's debate will be behind closed doors out of national security consideration. President Obama is pushing for ratification of this treaty before Congress ends its lame duck session. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, why is it so important to the president to get the treaty ratified now?
A couple of big reasons here, Craig. One, it's a symbol that two superpowers can cooperate on the big issue of limiting nuclear weapons. President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev have signed the treaty after extended negotiations. The White House doesn't want any more delay in a polarized political environment with more Republicans coming into the Senate next month. Another reason, the White House and many people in political, military, and diplomatic circles think the U.S. really needs this treaty to make progress on other related issues, including short-range tactical nuclear weapons. For example, here's New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand on CBS TV.
It's a treaty that's going to be so important for moving forward on missile defense, on everything we care about for national security.
So, Paul, why are some key Republicans balking at having a vote on this treaty this week?
Well, Republicans trying to delay the treaty say that it wouldn't let the U.S. check up enough on whether Russia is complying. For one thing, here's Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell.
I think the verification provisions are inadequate.
And Republican Lindsey Graham says there's not enough time to debate it in the lame duck Senate. Now, Democrats, including Gillibrand and John Kerry of Massachusetts, say there's been plenty of time and that this treaty is actually getting more time now than others have in the past.
Thanks, Paul. That's NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. The U.S. and the European Union are condemning the crackdown in Belarus on people protesting the results of that country's presidential election, an election that opposition leaders say was rigged. Demonstrators took to the streets after longtime incumbent president Alexander Lukashenko was declared the winner by a landslide. Security forces have detained several hundred people, including some presidential candidates, but Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, through an interpreter, says the protests are only Belarus's business.
Elections in Belarus are Belarus's internal affair. At the end of the day, what's going on there is an internal affair of our neighboring state.
But Medvedev's comments had no explicit words of support for Lukashenko. Southern California is bracing for more rain this week. Forecasters say more than 3 additional inches of rain could drench the region by Wednesday, on top of the 7 inches of rainfall that many areas have gotten in recent days. That's raising concern among authorities in California about the possibility of mudslides and flash flooding this week. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 8 points just after the open at 11,501. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 7. This is NPR News from Washington. North Korea is sharply criticizing South Korea's live-fire artillery drill on the same island that was the target of a deadly shelling by the North last month, but North Korea says it will not retaliate. The BBC's Kevin Kim in Seoul reports North Korea is calling the drill reckless military provocation.
The exercise went on for about an hour and 30 minutes. As part of the preparation for the exercises, residents were taken to bomb shelters due to fears that North Korea would strike back once the drills began.
The BBC's Kevin Kim in Seoul. Authorities in Mexico are blaming oil thieves for an explosion that has killed at least 28 people and injured more than 4 dozen others in the central part of that country. Investigators found a hole in a nearby oil pipeline and equipment used for siphoning off crude oil. The oil was under high pressure, though, and the thieves apparently were unable to control the flow once they tapped into the line. Tron Legacy is the top draw at movie theaters in North America. NPR's Trina Williams reports the film easily beat out the competition over the weekend.
The sequel to the 1982 cult film Tron held its own with an estimated $43.6 million in ticket sales. Jeff Bridges returns as a video developer trapped in a virtual game known as The Grid.
Sam, I was Paige last night. Paige came from your dad's office at the arcade. That number's been disconnected for 20 years.
Animated comedy Yogi Bear debuted second on the chart. Next was last weekend's winner, The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. Mark Wahlberg's drama The Fighter did good business in limited release, placing fourth, followed by The Tourist. Despite well-known actors Jack Nicholson, Reese Witherspoon, and Owen Wilson, How Do You Know opened in eighth place. Trina Williams, NPR News.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.